This podcast is supported by Understood Explains. As parents, we are often having to figure out things as we go, and that is very true for our children's education. And to help you out, I want to tell you about a podcast called Understood Explains. This season is hosted by teacher and special education expert Uliana Ortube, and she discusses all the things you'd want to know about individual education plans, or IEPs, what they are, why they're needed, who benefits from them, and what to expect when you have meetings with teachers. I could have really used this podcast when my son had an IEP for speech when he was 6. I was overwhelmed trying to understand the process and what everything meant. The episode on Understood Explains, Does My Child Need an IEP, was the kind of info that would have really helped me get the most out of the educational support of the IEP for my son. And if you need that kind of support, I really recommend this podcast. To listen to Understood Explains, search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains. Welcome to Mom in Mind, where we dive into all aspects of perinatal mental health and wellness related to pregnancy, birth, loss, postpartum, and new parenthood. It's so much more than postpartum depression. We raise the volume on all of these topics in the hopes that someday everyone will have the support and info that they deserve before they need it. Please note this podcast is not a replacement for treatment by a professional or professional training. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/momandmind. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Welcome to the Mom and Mind podcast. I am your host, Dr. Kat. I'm really excited for today's guest. This is sort of a full circle moment. I started this podcast 3 years ago, and my very first guest was Dr. Shoshana Bennett. She came on for episodes 1 and 2 and graciously came on when I was new at this. She tolerated my fumbling around and poor sound quality as well. And she knows a thing or two about sound quality, having her own radio show. Well, I'm so grateful to have her back as the first guest for the 3rd year of the Mom in Mind podcast. This time, bringing the perspective of being a new grandmother with her own history of postpartum mental health challenges. This is such a necessary conversation, especially as the field of perinatal mental health continues to grow. We are recognizing and treating perinatal mental health conditions more and more. So there's awareness of these conditions now. And also, as those moms who've experienced a perinatal mental health condition develop into grandmothers, this will be something to consider. What happens when you yourself had a history of perinatal mental health issues and your child is now becoming a parent? How does that affect you? Dr. Shoshana Bennett, also known as Dr. Shosh, educates, engages, and empowers her audience while discussing serious and often uncomfortable topics using humor, the latest research, solution-based protocols, and firsthand knowledge she gleaned after experiencing life-threatening postpartum depressions. After these 2 life-threatening bouts of postpartum illness, Dr. Shoshana Bennett helped pioneer the field of maternal mental health. She founded Postpartum Assistance for Mothers in 1987, became president of California's state organization, Postpartum Health Alliance, then served as president of Postpartum Support International. Dr. Shosh is the author of Children of the Depressed, Postpartum Depression for Dummies, Pregnant on Prozac, and is co-author of Beyond the Blues, Understanding and Treating Prenatal and Postpartum Depression and Anxiety. She is an executive producer of the documentary Dark Side of the Full Moon, and she also co-founded the Postpartum Action Institute. To date, she has helped over 20,000 women recover around the world through private consultations, teleclasses, and support groups. And today, she's discussing her experience of becoming a grandmother and what that has brought up for her regarding her own history of postpartum illness. She shares candidly about her inner process and thoughts and also speaks to the ongoing stigma and myths of what you're supposed to feel as a new mother and new grandmother. She's going to be reading from the article that she wrote, and then we'll be able to have a discussion about that. And I'll be posting the full article on Facebook and Instagram for reading and sharing. I'm honored to have Dr. Shosh on to read her article and share in discussion about this vital topic. Now let's hear from Dr. Shosh. Welcome, Dr. Shosh. Thank you so much for being with us again.
It is absolutely a pleasure. Thank you, Dr. Kat.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited to have you here for many reasons. Getting to know you over the years, you're just a phenomenal person and clinician, and you bring such good and deep perspective to the world of perinatal mental health. And with this article that you've written, I think it's an untapped perspective at perinatal mental health. I'm really excited to have you on to share about it.
You know, Dr. Kett, I will say that it was when you and Dr. Rasminski and I were presenting together, and I think we were having dinner, and I was talking about some of these feelings about what I eventually put in the article. You were one of my main reasons. I mean, you gave me lots of encouragement
to write
this article, and I wanted to tell you, you know, thank you, because it is an important topic. So what I'd like to do, with your permission, is to read this short article, and then I will let you know what's been happening as I've sent them to various publications and what I've heard back.
Yeah, okay, perfect. Yeah, perfect.
It is entitled "Scared to be a Grandma." As I rounded the corner of Mariposa and Puerta, walking toward me was yet another "I love being a grandma" t-shirt. I smiled, but passed her quickly, not wanting to make conversation. The retirement community where I live is, of course, packed with grandparents. When meeting someone for the first time, the opening chat often includes, "Do you have children?" If the answer is yes, it's followed immediately by, "Any grandkids?" Usually the asker doesn't really care about the answer. The question is used as an excuse to brag about the cute behaviors and/or successes of their own grandchildren. Although my answer to that question is still no, my beautiful daughter is 6 months pregnant. She has wanted a baby for years, and I'm truly happy for her. However, for myself, major worry has been emerging ever since she shared the news with me. Just as in motherhood, the expected societal emotion is excited anticipation.
Well, hey there, busy mama. Are you looking for ways to make your life easier, your home less chaotic, and at the same time, add more joy to your life? My name is Deanna Yates, and I'm the host of Wanna Be Clutter-Free, a podcast all about letting go of the stuff we don't need in our lives so that we can focus on what truly matters. Don't worry, I'm not going to tell you to throw it all away or make you feel guilty about keeping something you love, no matter how many other people don't quite understand it. But I will give you practical and, more importantly, actionable advice so that you can make progress right away. And you won't just hear it from me. There are amazing guests, too. It's like having your bestie in your pocket, telling you it's okay to let go of the things that are not serving you and your family in a totally non-judgmental way. So join me over on the podcast where we can work on progress over perfection for those of us that want to be clutter-free.
When it comes to raising kids, there's so much to consider. Things like, what do we feed them? When do we feed them? How do they sleep? What does it look like to raise kind kids? How does their nervous system work? How do I keep myself calm? What are my triggers? There's so much that comes into play. And we are distilling all of that information for you at Voices of Your Village podcast, where we bring experts in the field of early childhood and education and psychology and across the board so that you don't have to comb the internet for information. You get to show up and hang out and have shame-free, judgment-free conversations and insights into what it looks like to raise kind, empathetic, emotionally intelligent humans. I'm Alyssa Blask Campbell. I have a master's degree in early childhood education. I'm a mom of two, and I am walking this journey right alongside you doing this work. Come hang out with me at Voices of Your Village, and we can dive into real conversations with actionable tips.
As much as I'd love to identify with the t-shirts, at this moment, I cannot imagine ever doing so. I experienced two severe life-threatening postpartum depression and anxiety illnesses after both of my children were born. Horrifying thoughts and images of harm coming to my babies paralyzed me with fear, often literally rendering me unable to move. I was obsessed with keeping my babies safe, and it thoroughly overwhelmed me. I felt intense inadequacy about my imagined inability to protect them. The terror prevented me from sleeping, eating, or experiencing any joy. I became despondent. The all-consuming hopelessness about ever feeling normal again led to serious thoughts of suicide. I was convinced my husband and children would be better off without me. I was plagued with this nightmarish mental state every day and every night for years, since there was no recognition or help for these disorders back in the 80s. There was nothing but ignorance and criticism surrounding us. Those who loved me tried their best, but no one had a clue how to help. After a year into my second devastating postpartum illness, I launched into a new career pioneering the field of maternal mental health. I founded my first postpartum organization and started running support groups from our home. Every week, between 5 and 15 women and their adult support people filled our living room. There was no internet back in 1988, so word about the groups could only spread through a couple of posted flyers and person to person. I remember the mothers of the new moms in my groups wide-eyed as they realized they themselves had gone through the same illness as their daughters. They thought that they had been accompanying their daughters to the groups only as supports. It was magical to watch their amazement as their own postpartum puzzle pieces finally fit. They usually ended up participating fully in the groups along with their daughters, often with tears of relief and gratitude flowing. I survived those nightmarish years, however narrowly, and managed to eventually develop a close relationship with my children. My career helping suffering parents around the world, writing books on the topic, and training professionals has been flourishing for over 30 years. However, since my recovery decades ago, I've had no interest in becoming a grandmother. The thought of another baby entering my world rekindles the postpartum trauma, which had taken years to resolve and heal. The old disturbing dreams restarted last night, which finally prompted me to write this article. In my dream, I was caring for my daughter, who was a very little girl. I eventually lost her in a crowd. I couldn't protect her, my worst fear. I made myself wake up and found myself with a tight chest and in a cold sweat. Every time I picture babysitting my grandchild, tension in my stomach and chest wells up. I utilize the mindfulness techniques I teach my clients as a clinical psychologist, but sometimes the anxiety gets the better of me. When I tell my neighbors that my daughter is expecting, they automatically assume I'm elated. But when I've expressed ambivalence to those who I would have thought would be sympathetic, my feeling is often met with disbelief, surprise, and downright disdain. Just like the postpartum feeling about my babies, how could a grandmother not fully love taking care of her grandbaby? The postpartum criticism from others, plus my own inner thoughts arise, such as, what do you mean you feel so much anxiety you don't want to be alone with your own child? What's your problem? What kind of a woman and mother, and now grandmother, are you? Just as parents-to-be and new parents shouldn't have any shame about depression and anxiety, grandparents shouldn't either. The more I speak with survivors of postpartum depression and anxiety in my age group, the more I realize how common this phenomenon is. About 1 in 7 new mothers experience postpartum depression and anxiety, so it makes sense that now as grandmothers, these old feelings can be triggered. We need to start talking about it more openly. As we're helping to rid society of the stigma of depression in mothers and parents in general, we should do the same for grandparents. Maybe in addition to grandparent support groups that create a safe place to talk about these challenges, or maybe even combine these groups into one, like what happened spontaneously in my living room years ago. I look forward to embracing this baby and experience with open arms and lots of hope for the future. And who knows? My grandma ambivalence may disappear in time, and I just might join the I Love Being a Grandma t-shirt brigade in the coming months.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that. That is just so deep, and I had so many feelings come up, you know, just listening to you read through this. I can't even imagine how many people will be able to resonate with it, truly.
And that's, of course, you know, Dr. Kat, with your wonderful show. And I thought to share this article with you and the topic. And, you know, I'm not surprised with your wonderful focus. And with your perspective, and how many wonderful adjectives can I give here? You were the person.
I've got time. Yeah. I'm just kidding. Okay. Thank you so much. You're very generous.
You can hear them, even though they're not coming out of my mouth. I hope. I'm sending you this with such admiration. I cannot think really of a better venue, because your podcast goes out to the people who are the sympathetic listeners and who do want to hear. You know, I want to tell you what's happened when I sent this article to various publications around the country. What I heard back were the exact same words that I heard back in the early 1990s when I was first submitting articles on this brand new thing called postpartum depression.
Wow.
Yes, the words are identical. What I've been hearing back is not a good fit. Now, not a good fit usually means our audience won't be interested in this topic.
Right?
And I'm thinking, wow, it was fascinating to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, really.
Yeah,
yes. So what you are helping to do, Dr. Katt, and again, it's always an honor to work with you in any capacity, we are paving new ground. Just like back in the 90s, we were paving new ground with postpartum depression and anxiety. So I have this newfound passion welling up, you know, like an offshoot of what you and I have been doing for a long time, that this is an area that truly needs to be discussed. And just like, you know, these same publications and magazines are interested in, and they're eager, as a matter of fact, to publish articles on postpartum depression, I am hoping that at least in a couple of years, you know, maybe a few years, with the right kind of work on our part, they will welcome these articles as well on grandparents.
I sure hope so. Because, I mean, you know, we kind of do talk about already a little bit, maybe, that when a baby's born, grandparents can be affected too and keep an eye out. But that's kind of very much in professional circles. It's not talked about widely, certainly not publicly in any way that I've heard. So you kind of, I think, blowing the lid off of this, like, hey, look at us, listen to us. We are part of this too. We are affected as well. And I
that's
agree
right.
with you. I think that that parallel process that's happening between what happened in the 90s for you and what's happening now, you know, people don't know what they don't know. It's a hard thing to wrap your mind around, because just what you said, the myth and this ideal that grandmothers or grandparents are just over the moon. Well,
exactly. It's at least as difficult as talking about, right? Mm-hmm. I was talking about a mom having ambivalent feelings. A grandmother?
Right.
You know, I mean, it's at least as mind-blowing to many, many people. But yeah, you and I are not afraid of speaking the truth. And that's always been, I'm a believer in being real.
Yes.
I remember when therapists would tell me, you know, as I'd be giving these talks 30-something years ago, you're so brave to talk about your experience, your personal experience. And I'm thinking, brave? Honestly, that didn't makes sense to me. I mean, we're all in this together. There's no them and us.
Right.
I mean, to me, it was fascinating, the human being having these grandma, you know, scary feelings coming up. But as a therapist watching it, to me, it was simply fascinating, right? But so important to be talked about if we can't be real with each other.
Right.
I mean, it's so important just to tell it like it is so that we can destigmatize.
Right. Absolutely. And then also what happens not only to you, but to other grandparents who feel like they can't say anything. It's just a repetition of the trauma from their first experience, you
right.
know, that like, okay, I have to also pretend I'm fine now and set aside my feelings and,
exactly.
oh, but well, you know, it's not your baby, it's your grandbaby or whatever some people might say, that is discounting and further making people feel like they can't or shouldn't talk about it. I mean, that's my fear for grandparents.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
I'm just so absolutely delighted that you invited me on, that you knew, well, clearly you knew that it was important to be talked about. You encouraged me to even write this article. And I will give you an update. My daughter is ready to deliver any day. Her due date was a couple of days ago.
Oh, goodness.
So at this point, it will happen at any time. And you know, I still have, although I embrace whatever support I feel I need, you know, mm-hmm. and you join me with this whenever yep. we have our own personal stuff comes up, we get help, right?
Absolutely.
We practice what we preach. Mm-hmm. So I have been getting support from a couple of therapists who also happen to be friends. And it's been very, very useful. And so, you know, as I'm working through my own stuff and watching this process, still some mixed feelings, you know, still some anxiety will pop up with a, oh, what if this and what if that, you know, the old OCD, I know
oh, yeah.
impact OCD. I happen to be, you know, I'm a specialist in OCD. I'm thinking, mm-hmm. what would I tell a client right now?
Oh, totally.
And, you know, working.
Dialogue. Yep.
Yeah, of course. Of course. But to understand and kind of see it from the perspective of this is to be expected. This is absolutely a natural thing to pop up considering the trauma of the past mm-hmm. and what do I need to do to help myself with it? Mm-hmm. So it's really embracing the whole journey. I mean, my daughter's having her very own journey, but I'm having my own. That is just as interesting and valid.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I'm so glad to hear that you're getting support. And yeah, I mean, the pressure to get things all tied up with a nice bow and to, you know, be done with our stuff or whatever it is before the next event happens, whatever that is nice, but it's nearly impossible. You can't force a process. It's a process and it takes its time.
Exactly, Dr. Kat. And sometimes we don't even know what needs more help until mm-hmm. we find ourselves in new situations. How can we possibly know that? You know, even though I knew I was kind of about being a grandparent, mm-hmm. right? How could I have anticipated, you know, going back into flashbacks mm-hmm. and having nightmares? Who mm-hmm. would have known that? So once we find ourselves in a situation and we see what comes up, mm-hmm. then we have more of an idea of what needs to unfold in order to help us, and we take the steps that we need. There was no way I could have anticipated all of this until I was in the situation. Just like mommies and yeah. daddies and all parents, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes they have no idea what feelings are going to pop up until they're there.
Right. And that's what I love so much about this article and you being vocal about it is I wouldn't have known the possibilities of things I could have felt had I not heard stories from other people. And yes, while true that you still, even if you hear all the stories, you're not going to know what it's like. But if you don't even know that it's a possibility, then you're totally in the dark. So I'm really hopeful that people can hear this and share this with grandmothers, grandparents, or meanies or grammys, whatever you guys are calling yourself, that's fine. But really, this is so important to share in another aspect of, you know, how to keep the whole family system in tune and as healthy as possible.
Absolutely. Well put. And to start the conversation mm-hmm. is important. Mm-hmm. Watch what happens. I'm talking to your listeners now. If there's any feelings of judgment coming up from you or, oh, no, that should never happen or that yeah, will never right. happen. I'm encouraging your wonderful listeners to be honest with whatever pops up for them, because that will give them information mm-hmm. about what kind of possible work or other reading or discussions they want to do in order to be as healthy as they possibly can be for themselves. Hopefully that made sense.
Oh, absolutely. But, yeah.
We need to watch our own reactions, right? Mm-hmm. So if somebody hearing this article is going, oh my gosh, that's mm-hmm. horrible for, you know, again, don't judge yourself if you judged. Okay. That's mm-hmm. totally fine with me. You're not going to hurt my feelings. You know, mm-hmm. fine. I'm just encouraging your listeners to be super honest with themselves so that they can work through whatever stigmas they might still be holding on to, possibly, if any.
Sure. Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm thinking too of, let's say the people who are pregnant or who are about to have kids and they're hearing that this could be a possibility for their own parent if they know that their parent went through this. Yes. This would be a lovely way to have a conversation too. And this doesn't mean, like, I think some people are so afraid or worried to upset their parents, which is fine. But also this could be, just like you said, a beautiful entrance into a conversation. Not necessarily something that you have to be afraid of, but if you just in terms of maintaining a connection with your parent who's going to be a grandparent, that there can be space for them, for your grandparent to both be there for you and to also have their feelings, that this is a both and situation, or it could be.
No one told us the truth about parenthood. Why? This is the podcast everyone needed before they had kids, because now that those little ones are here, whew, there is a lot to unpack. I'm Rachel Shepardota, and I am your host for the podcast No One Told Us, where we tell the truth about parenting and let you in on all the stuff you really should have known about before having kids. I am the founder of Hey Sleepy Baby, but this podcast is so much more than sleep. We'll be diving into all the topics that you really care about and need to know while you do your best job raising those adorable, tidy humans. Our goal is to just make you feel less alone and less overwhelmed. There are so many things that no one tells us before becoming a parent, and I think that we should really pull back the curtain on becoming a first-time or second-time mom or dad to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll have a little education, a little fun, and a whole lot of heart that goes into each and every episode. So join me and our amazing guests each week to hear us talk about what no one told us.
I'm Margaret.
And I'm Amy.
And together we host the podcast, What Fresh Hell? Laughing in the Face of Motherhood.
Margaret, I would say you're sort of a where are my keys kind of mom.
Correct. Sometimes a where are my kids kind of mom. Well, you're, Amy, more of a we were supposed to leave 35 seconds ago, mom.
I mean, touche. And each episode of What Fresh Hell, we come at a topic from our usually completely opposite perspectives. I bring the research.
And I bring kind of the gimlet eye. Like, is that research really going to work, people?
And almost 10 million downloads later, we're still laughing.
We also talk to experts in the parenting field, plus parents with stories we can all learn from.
We make each other laugh, we challenge each other's assumptions, and we have what we think is the best parenting community on the internet.
Check out What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Well put. And just like postpartum depression and anxiety is nothing to be afraid of. It's right, just good right. to talk about it. Mm-hmm. You know, just opening up the topic and making it safe to say something. And, you know, again, I am thoroughly thrilled for my daughter, yeah. you know, and I'm looking forward to the whole experience. It's not like I'm running in the opposite direction. So, you know, again, can it be mixed? Absolutely.
Right.
You know, so yes, I love what you said about just, you and I have always been on the same page with opening conversations. That's why yeah. you have a podcast, right?
I mean, you've had a radio show.
Right. I mean, that we want conversations about yeah. some difficult topics, and yeah. that's what helps our world move forward.
Absolutely. It really does. Well, I love so much this article and you and your work and everything like that. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing this. And is there anything else that you'd like to leave us with today?
I would welcome any comment or question or thought from any of your terrific listeners. If you have questions, if any questions pop up after they listen to this podcast, please, please feel free to get in touch with me. And I'd love to hear what folks, again, this is all about getting the conversation started. So I'm welcoming any communication with me about this, about anything else for that matter, but certainly on this topic. Well, my website, and it's very easy to find me in many different ways on my website. It's drshosh.com, drshosh.com. My email is drshosh@drshosh.com. And again, I would welcome any communication, feedback, etc. And Dr. Kat, I really want to thank you, as always, for your wonderful self, for having this venue for us to help to pioneer this field.
Ooh, wow. Ah, you're going to make me cry. Thank you. Well, you are absolutely a pioneer. And once again, you are, by leading this conversation for grandparents and putting this out there publicly. I thank you so much for your work.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you again, Dr. Shosh, for coming on and sharing your experience and your perspective and this information with the world. I'm so grateful that you're leading this conversation for all of us to be thinking more deeply about the generational impact of perinatal mental health conditions. And as an update for all of you, at the time of this interview, Dr. Shosh had not yet become a grandmother, but on June 5th, she did. Although anxiety and scary thoughts have flared up here and there, she's able to enjoy her grandson. Watching her daughter have a totally different postpartum experience than she herself did has been quite healing. I thank you all for joining us, and please do share this episode with people you think might benefit from hearing this depth of perspective and conversation about entering into grandparenthood. Please subscribe to this podcast so that you can get all of our episodes downloaded directly to you as they come out, and share as far and as wide as possible so that all new parents can get the information that they deserve before they need it. That's it for today. Until next time. Thank you so much for joining us today. Please share this podcast. Together we can support moms and families so that no one has to deal with this alone. Come connect with us at momandmind.com.
Hey there, I'm Debbie Reber, the founder of Tilt Parenting and the author of the book Differently Wired. The mission of Tilt is to change the way neurodivergence, whether that's having a learning disability, having ADHD, being gifted, autistic, or some combination of all of the above, is perceived and experienced so differently wired kids and the parents like us raising them can truly thrive. On the Tilt Parenting podcast, I get to talk with authors, therapists, educators, and parenting experts who are committed to this mission. I ask the questions my listeners are most curious about when it comes to supporting our kids. And in turn, my guests share strategies for challenges, out-of-the-box ideas for navigating school, best practices for therapies, tips for advocating, and so many thoughtful insights on what it really takes to help our kids grow up feeling seen and respected so they can create awesome lives for themselves. I know that raising a differently wired kid can feel overwhelming and isolating, but I promise you, you are not alone, and it can feel so much better. If you're on this parenting journey, come listen to Tilt Parenting. Together, we can shift this paradigm and show up for our exceptional kids with hope, possibility, and joy.